Hi, this is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Hello, welcome to another episode of Citizen Z. I am still your favorite host, Cynthia Omo. You know how we do it on the show, bringing you very, very enlightening, strong issues that happen in our society as touching our culture and all the things. And as usual, I have with me a guest. You know how it is. I bring the best of people on the show, you know, just so we can have some fun while we treat some very, very important issues. And one of such issues today is racism and tribalism. Before we dive right in, how about I let my wonderful guest introduce himself to us? Yes, guys, it's a guy, a really cute one, if I may say. I have with me Lamon. Lamon, please introduce yourself.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
It's oh, girl.
Favorite local.
Do you guys hear that voice?
OBP.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, keep going.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's your favorite local man, OBP, and I'm here chilling with Cynthia.
Oh, that's so. Oh, God. She's chilling with me. Okay, Lamon, see, I brought you on this show because I know that you particularly are passionate about what I want to talk about today on this podcast, and it's racism and tribalism. You've seen what's happening in the news lately, how George Floyd got killed by a white officer. So I'm just going to dive right in. What's racism to you? What's tribalism to you? Do you think that they are the same thing, or what's it all to you?
Based on context, I'm not using dictionary meaning. Let me just say it this way. In US, mm-hmm. there's racism mm-hmm. between whites mm-hmm. and blacks.
Yeah.
That's racism. Yeah. Now, amongst the whites, there's also tribalism. Say the rednecks and hillbillies.
Okay.
There's the redneck section and then there's the hillbilly section. So it's, okay. that's tribalism amongst mm-hmm. the whites.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So bringing it down to Nigeria, they have the same context of us versus them. That's both racism and tribalism, but mm-hmm. one is generalized, mm-hmm. all blacks, whether you are from Africa, whether you are from,
yeah,
these white people don't like you. Mm. And in Asia, mm-hmm. they could say all whites. Mm-hmm. So whether you are from Europe mm-hmm. or whether you are from US, mm-hmm. they don't like you. They don't care where you're from. Mm-hmm. But tribalism is more specific.
Yeah. In the Nigerian context.
In the Nigerian context, well, mm-hmm. it's tribalism. So it's safe to say if you are very tribalistic, mm-hmm. you have the tendency to be a racist.
Okay.
It's safe to say.
I can, like, if you had to put them on a scale, would you say that racism is worse?
Yes, racism is worse.
Okay.
In the sense that you hate everyone from that race. We also saw what the Germans did to the Jews.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you hate them. Mm-hmm. You don't have a reason. You can't even befriend them. They are like the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
But tribalism, you still find people who don't like relating with other tribes. They still have like one or two friends or, you know, that are from that tribe and they roll together.
Okay.
That they favor or whatever. But once it comes to racism, mm-hmm. no exception.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to take an example of this George Floyd issue that has been trending on social media and bring it a little to Nigeria. We saw people, I think it was last week or thereabout, that we saw people in Lagos, Nigeria, protesting the death of George that happened in the US. And, you know, they got quite a lot of backlash. People were like, what's your business? You have not faced your own issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many of you have protested against bad governance mm-hmm. and corruption and everything, and you're protesting against racism and stuff? And I saw a particular tweet and it kind of made sense to me. The person was like, a lot of these people that went out to protest Black Lives Matter, racism is bad and stuff, a lot of them are tribalistic because that same day after that protest, when they get home, they'll see their daughters down and say, don't bring an Igbo man to this house. You are Yoruba and you marry a Yoruba man.
Yes,
so
yes.
For you, would you say that a tribalistic person has no business condemning racism.
Well, yes, I would say that, but I move by these two mantras in life, mm-hmm. that for every human being you interact,
yeah.
you should know that no one is blameless. Mm-hmm. Secondly, everyone is a hypocrite.
Everybody now hypocrite. Everyone. I'm not hypocrite too.
Well, you can say that for everyone. So I interact with people in that sense. Yeah. That's why I don't take things personal or mm-hmm. I don't. But the fact that this tribalism, I think it got more elaborate mm-hmm. in the 60s.
Okay.
Especially when the coup occurred.
Okay. Okay.
You know, the coup was led by an Igbo man.
Mm-hmm.
Inside that team of people that carried out coup, there's Yoruba, there's Hausa, yeah. and there's still Igbo in,
yeah,
there.
In there.
You know, then the country was just divided into three.
Yeah.
West, East, North.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hate for the Igbos came is just that the Igbo team that went after the
yeah.
Hausa targets,
yeah.
they said they killed their targets.
Yeah.
Okay. It could have been anyone.
Yeah.
So, and that continues stemming. Even it costs a divide in the army during Iran Sea with mm-hmm. Gowon, the mm-hmm. counter coup and all yeah. that. And that was why Gowon introduced the NYSC scheme.
Yeah, so that the people, cultures can mix and stuff.
So,
yeah.
So I tried to stem it down, but mm-hmm. man,
we still see it now.
It's,
we still see it. I mean, I did a little bit of research and the three areas that I noticed that we have issues with tribalism a lot is in marriage, in religion, and quite shockingly, when it comes to job opportunities.
I don't think that's shocking. No. The job is more obvious. It's more obvious than all of that.
Funny, I personally have not experienced anything like that. But I very recently read a story on Twitter also, where a lady said that she was at an interview. They were all sitting and two guys walked in wearing this kaftan. And for those who don't know, kaftan is mostly a native wear common to the Hausas. And imagine wearing a kaftan to a job interview.
Boss,
you know, so the bot came in and shockingly, one of them asked her, which job interview is this? And she was like, you don't know why you're here? You're like, no, my uncle just told me to come and drop my CV. And even worse is the fact that at the end of the interview, those two guys who came in with kaftan, came in late, just dropped their CVs, were the ones who got the job. Yeah. How does my tribe have anything to do with the fact that I can deliver on a job or not?
Well, it's, you see, this thing stems from outside tribalism. Well, mm-hmm. let me just use the term. I don't feel comfortable using tribalism because okay. it's too long. Nepotism.
Okay.
Let's go with nepotism.
Okay.
Nigerians, it's everywhere. It's in the water we drink. It's in the food we eat. Nepotism is everywhere.
No, see, that marriage and religion thing, I can still, I don't know. I don't see reason in it. But like that example you gave now of the Igbos and the Hausa during the cool thing and all of that, I can maybe a tiny, tiny bit understand why an Igbo man might not want his daughter to marry an Hausa man. Maybe he still feels hurt by what the Hausas did to them and stuff like that, you know. And then maybe for religion, I can still excuse it because, okay, different practices, you know. But what I want to understand is the job aspect. How does my tribe have anything to do with what is in my head?
If I can't allow my daughter or my son to marry you,
yeah,
why should I let you work for me?
Because I have the brains. Because I'm the best in my field.
You know what?
Because I deserve it.
I know. I'm just coming from the point
yeah,
of view.
Yeah, totally.
Of
I'm also coming from the point of view.
The fact is,
you don't have a point.
The fact is, what job you can do, someone mm-hmm. else can also do it. And so that someone else can be from my tribe.
Oh, gosh. Please.
So why should I give you the job? And even if he's not qualified, mm-hmm. he or she will learn on
wow.
the job.
Wow.
So your 12 years experience, don't worry.
Does not matter.
Take it away.
What? No.
Take it away. If we have been employing people based on mm-hmm. qualifications,
yeah.
I don't think a lot of people would have left Nigeria for greener pastures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd see people who can read, who
can
write.
Heading organizations in the heading ministries itself.
Yeah. And this is more paramount in the federal government level.
Mm-hmm.
When you go for a job interview at the civil service.
Yeah.
I have a friend that works with NYPOST. He gave me the story of what happened.
Okay.
Like a lot of them came for interview, mm-hmm. screening upon screen.
Okay.
They were left to just that little bit thin. And then next thing, like five new guys just joined the line. And
they
picked the five guys.
And then sprinkle a little bit of...
Just do small. Let's make them happy. It's crazy, but it's the world we live in.
Yeah.
And even to the extent that the average Nigerian is a nepotist in the sense that we are in Lagos. The time which governor was Fashola, when he chose an Igbo commissioner, Lagosians were angry.
I remember that. And it really would not stop surprising me because, I don't know, my brains, my tribe, no correlation whatsoever.
But if we want to dig deep into this thing, I think it started with the state of origin. It started with this state of origin thing.
Yeah.
Basically, I think it's where you are born, you should be from. You can decide to come from your father's place.
But it should be a choice.
Avegi. Why? Should I tell you why?
I just feel like people should not be seeing tribes. You should be seeing the person. I mean, there should be only one race that matters, human race. Every other thing should not matter. Talking about, you know, I said I did a research and there's three major places where this tribalism is most common: the job, religion, and marriage. And that marriage zone reminds me of a story a guy shared where he said that one of his mother's biggest regrets was that she was Igbo and she married an Hausa man, and because of love, she switched religions to the man's religion. She became a Muslim. And growing up, it had an effect on him as a child because the Hausa relatives never stopped seeing him as the son of an Igbo woman. And his Igbo relatives never stopped seeing him as the son of an Hausa man. And so he felt like he largely, like most of his life, felt like
he was alone.
He did not have an identity. Because with the Hausas, I am that Igbo boy. With the Igbos, I'm that Hausa boy. And, you know, so isn't that enough reason for people to just take the glue off your eyes? Stop seeing the tribe, stop seeing the race, and just see a person. His father and his mother were two people who fell in love. Why should I come from so place be an issue so much that it is now having effect on the poor child who did not commit any offense? He was just born by two people who loved each other.
Well, sins of the father.
He did not commit any sin.
It's his father's sin and sins of the father.
So I'm just going to ask, what can we do? Especially that job thing. Personally, I do not find it very funny that there's a chance that I could be going for a job interview and my state of origin could disqualify me. What do we do? Because in the US, they are doing something about it. People are out there in the street protesting and saying, you got to see us like humans. We're not just blacks. We're not just our skin color. We're so much more. Right here in Nigeria, this tribalism that it's become normal. Like you said, it's a normal thing. You see a Yoruba person sees an Igbo boy and goes, ah, Monna. And, you know, he says it like he's trying to make jest of the person. It's so normal that we don't see it as an issue. We don't see that. So how do we draw attention to the fact that it's just as serious as that racism that you people are complaining about that happens in the US, and we need to do something about it?
First off, we can decide to protest. We can decide to burn down the entire government. But the issue is, I don't think our life matters to the government.
But this is not really governor. It's we. Like, how can I stop a maker from?
Yeah, you know, it's from top to bottom.
Ahmed as not fit enough to work with me.
It's top to bottom. But the issue now is, we can only try and educate people who have learned this thing, and then they have to unlearn, then relearn.
Okay.
But the true cure is teaching the little ones growing up.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to ask.
Nothing is learned. And racism, hate, all this hate and all is just learned.
Yeah.
Leave two kids together, two babies, Hausa or Igbo or whatever.
They will play.
They will hug. They grow up fine, they will be friends. They will be best of friends. Unless their parents come in between them. So don't play with that boy.
Okay.
Leave that boy alone. Those Igbo people, they did this. Those Igbo people, they did that. Omona. And then the child starts.
Yeah. Okay, so to bring this podcast to a close, I'm just going to ask this last one question. Do you see an end to tribalism in the nearest future? Because before now, marriage was pretty much among people of the same ethnic group. You cannot even marry out of your street self. Your father will pick a boy that he has seen growing up and can vouch for. But these days, we have a lot of inter-tribal marriages. It's more common now than it was then. So if I'm going to hold on to that, I would like to believe that an end is gradually coming to tribalism.
Yeah, in towns and cities, yes. Cultural integration is the best solution for these stuff to happen. You know, I marry you irregardless of where you're from, irregardless of your religion. We get married, we move on with our life. So if you have more of that, then what the parents will be teaching the kids would be different from what
they were taught.
What they were taught.
Yeah.
And in the aspect of two Yorubas married, two Igbos married, they'll still have a kind of agreement. It might not be hate, it might not be anything, but they just say, "Now, so they do. I'm on now, feel it." So they would have that kind of, and then the child picks on mm-hmm. that. So the best way to do that is for us mm-hmm. who are yet to be parents, mm-hmm. we should do better with our kids.
Yeah, do better, be better, teach so your kids better.
It's like Ponzi scheme. So we teach our kids. Our kids teach their kids, and then it's spreading on.
It's like Ponzi scheme.
Remove that. It's like what do you call that thing?
No, please, not remove.
Leave it. No.
It's like Ponzi scheme. Like, actually, like that. It's simple. Hand over to the other person. The person hands over to the other person, and that's it. And before you know it, there are no lines. There are no lines anymore. It's all blurred out. Okay.
So.
All right, then. Sadly, we have to end the podcast here, but not before I say that we can and should do better. We cannot be online lending our voices to Black Americans and saying that racism should end when right here in our midst, there's tribalism as an issue. So, in the words of Lawan, aka OBB, do better, be better. Stop seeing the race. Nobody chooses their state of origin. You just get born into it. So I do not see any reason why anyone should get judged by that. It should be about what kind of person you are and how qualified you are for a role, or how much in love I am with you and we can marry.
Let's be humans again, please.
Exactly. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You know what to do, right? Like, share, leave a comment, and subscribe. Till I come your way again next week, do take care. Bye-bye.
Citizen Z is produced by Cynthia Obo and Aiko Rizzo. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Citizen Z is a production of Jamit Media.